On Ash Wednesday this year, I sat in the sanctuary in the Minster and looked at this window as the sky darkened and the choir sang Allegri's Miserere. The window has been on my mind again as I reflect on the gospel reading for today. Jesus is troubled. He tells his father as much, and yet he moves forward towards the cross, clear in his purpose. The crowd don't understand. They question him, "How can you say this? And who is this Son of Man?" We too may struggle. Why this way, Lord? Could there not be another way, an easier way, for us as well as for you? I think you see this in the figures in the window. Jesus is in alignment with the cross. There is a strange sense of ease within the image. That contrasts with the two figures either side. Both figures look as if they are wrestling with the cross, fighting it as many are fighting death even now. In the Gospel reading, Jesus says that on the cross, he will draw all people to himself. Trusting in that promise, even as many fight for life, is a challenge. But there is, I think, great hope in the courage and conviction of Christ, who, though his soul was troubled, showed love and generosity to the crowd, to the men either side of him, and to all of us. There is hope because God in Jesus has shared this experience with us and does not leave us alone. There is hope for the living and the departed. That hope is what we must walk in this Holy Week and in the future.